Hello, you're listening to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap with me, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Friday, July 12th, 2024. We've collected the top stories that have been making headlines this past week. First, the saga continues for the unfortunate homeowner whose property developed a 4.5-meter deep pit back in August 2022. After a thorough investigation, QBE Insurance ruled that the homeowner's claim for compensation due to a supposed sinkhole held no water. The pit, a forensic structural engineer and a plumber determined, was actually a decommissioned well capping that had collapsed. With this revelation, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority supported QBE's findings, adding credibility to the extensive investigation. However, this isn't a complete loss for the homeowner. QBE has agreed to pay $122 for damage to the homeowner's deck and a further $1,500 for delays in processing the claim. It's a stark reminder of the complexities that can surround property damage claims and the need for expert investigation. In the world of financial advisors, change is also in the air. ASIC is increasing levies for the 2023-24 fiscal year, with new compliance measures driving up costs. Advisors now have to grapple with changes ranging from the compensation scheme of last resort, otherwise known as the CSLR, to advisor exams and establishing new disciplinary bodies. These costs will also go towards enforcing against unlicensed advice, reinforcing breach reporting, and boosting cyber resilience. With these increasing financial pressures for advisors, critiques are on the rise, questioning the role of other stakeholders like super funds in sharing the fiscal load. In Tasmania, the House Standing Committee on Economics is taking steps to understand the real impact of the devastating floods of October 2022. The committee will gather in Devonport's Parnapple Convention Center on July 17th, a meeting set to include a diverse range of voices from councils, businesses, and residents affected by this natural disaster. With insured losses totaling $884 million and nearly 23,000 claims filed, this investigation is intended to bring much-needed transparency and understanding to the insurance sector's response. Don't forget, if these stories are impacting you or you just want more information, head to our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, and you've been listening to your weekly insurance news wrap. Thank you for choosing Financial Services Online for your insurance needs, and have a great weekend.